This is Asia Carter with Celebrity Wasted. Sunday night was the Oscars, and I have to tell you, it was one of the best Oscars I've seen in a long time. Ellen did a great job hosting. I wrote an article about this like a year ago, and it was basically talking about the fact that I think that a good host has to have the right blend of somebody that the television audience will like, someone who's funny and, you know, people respond to them, but which I think most of the hosts have fit in that category, but also they need to be someone that the A-listers respond to also. Because for whatever reason, these people are some of the most successful people in the world. They make more money in a year than I will ever see in a lifetime. And they talk all the time about how actors experience so much rejection all the time, and yet they are the most thin-skinned group of people I've ever seen in my entire life. And, you know, you need somebody that the Robert Downey Jr.'s aren't going to cry about just because somebody makes a little joke about them. So I think Ellen did a great job straddling that line. She didn't offend anybody. She entertained the audience, and she entertained the viewing audience as well. And she was a hit. I gotta hand it to her. I still think, though, that Jamie Foxx and Betty White would be the best Oscar host ever. And I'm gonna stand by that. I'm gonna stand by that because, you know, there's always next year. And hopefully for Betty White, there's always next year. So I'm just saying. Let's get to the important stuff, though, which is the best dressed and the worst dressed. I kind of think that it was a lukewarm night as far as dressing is concerned. I felt like everybody kind of stayed in the right vein for the most part. Nobody was a knockout in my opinion, and nobody was a complete miss, but at the same time, there were a couple of standouts. So Lupita Nyong'o, who I think everybody agrees, her Nairobi blue, gorgeous kind of Roman-inspired robe dress was just absolutely gorgeous. I don't think it was Lupita's best. Can I say that? But I don't think it was her best. The thing is, I think Lupita's always at a 12, and I think this was a 10. And the trucks outside are trying to work my nerves, so I'm just gonna get in my zen spot and move on, okay? But, I didn't think this was her absolute best, but I thought it was very beautiful and whimsical and winter wonderlandish, and I kind of went back and forth about the headband at first, but I ended up really loving it. I do. And I think it's great. Like I said, it was whimsical. It was beautiful. Amy Adams, I just have to say, Amy's dress fit like a glove. And it's so great to see a woman in Hollywood wear a dress that fits her so well. Because I feel like there's this trend over the past few years of women kind of creating the mommy pooch. And I don't understand that because I don't think there's a single woman who actually has the mommy pooch who's like, oh, this is the part of my body that I want to highlight. So I don't know why, if you're 90 pounds wet, you would actually want to manufacture a mommy pooch. But clearly the designers in Hollywood disagree with me. And I'm glad that whoever designed Amy Adams' dress, can you tell? I don't even know who designed her dress. I have no idea who. But anyway, I'm glad that they agreed with me and that the dress fit her beautifully. No pooches where pooches don't exist to begin with. So I appreciate that. Jennifer Lawrence, I thought, looked gorgeous in red. I feel like she's worn that color before, and the dress looked very similar to something she's worn before. Maybe that's just in my head, but clearly kind of the reddish look is her color, and she knows that, and she embraces that, and that's great. So it's a plus on her, but at the same time, I feel like I've seen it before. But the thing about Jennifer, did you see her trip on the carpet? I mean, come on, learn to walk in some shoes, sweetie. I mean, take lessons. I don't know what you need to do, but twice in 1 year. I mean, that's kind of hilarious. I think it was the woman in front of her who tripped her. Accidentally, of course, but still. Will and Jada, I thought, were the best dressed couple. I haven't seen Jada look that great in a long time, even though I feel like I haven't seen Jada in a long time. So maybe that's just why. Because I can't think of any time she's looked, you know, she didn't look good. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Kerry Washington was stunning. And, you know, she reminded me of the little African figurines that my parents have. I just wanted to take, you know, a little statue of her and place her on my desk. That sounds bizarre, doesn't it? Okay, worst dressed. I want to start off by saying I did not think these two were worst dressed. Everybody else did. Liza Minnelli and Whoopi Goldberg. I don't really understand. I thought Liza looked adorable. I loved the blue hair. I thought it was the best Liza's looked in a long time. And the blue hair was a touch of youthfulness. Whoopi goes to work every day wearing a tint and some leggings, you know? And this time she actually wore something that showed that she has a waist. In my opinion, it was an A+ for her, but everyone else seems to think that she didn't do a great job, whatever. Whoopi never shows her skin. At least this time she showed her waist, and I appreciate that. My worst dress are Cate Blanchett, Angelina Jolie, and everyone else who has bought into this new fad of the figure skating illusion mesh outfits. I'm over it. In fact, I was never under it. I wish you could hear the circus that is happening behind me, but I guess I'm kind of glad you can't hear it. That's all the time I have. This is Aisha Carter with Celebrity Wasted.